Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is A Leader Asked Jesus, How Do I Get to Heaven? This is in Luke chapter 18, and we are reading the Bible in 1 year. We're hoping that you will read along with us, and in 1 year, you will have read the whole Bible. We start in January, Genesis 1, and we have one Old Testament, New Testament, Psalms, and Proverbs. We would love for you to join us. Or if you have any questions, you're welcome to call me. Okay, so we're in Luke 18. Once a Jewish religious leader asked him this question. Good sir, what shall I do to get to heaven? Do you realize what you're saying when you call me good? Jesus asked him. Only God is truly good and no one else. But as to your question, you know what the Ten Commandments say. Don't commit adultery, don't murder, don't steal, don't lie, honor your parents, so on. And the man replied, I have obeyed every one of these laws since I was a small child. And Jesus replied, there is one thing that you lack. Sell everything that you have and give the money to the poor, and it will become treasure for you in heaven. And come and follow me. Jesus wanted him to become a disciple, but he had a stumbling block. And what was the stumbling block? Money. He was rich. He was a rich man, and he could do whatever he wanted because he had enough money. And he was a godly man. He did according to the word of God that he knew. Let's continue. But when the man heard this, he went sadly away, for he was very rich. And Jesus watched him go and then said to his disciples, how hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Those who heard him say this exclaimed, that's hard. How can anyone be saved? And Jesus replied, only God can do what man cannot. And Peter said, we have left our home to follow you. Yes, Jesus replied, and everyone who has done as you have, leaving home, wife, brothers, parents, or children for the sake of the kingdom of God will be repaid many times over now and as well as receiving eternal life in the world to come will be repaid. Many times over, as well as receiving eternal life in the world to come. Praise the Lord. Anyone who serves God will be rewarded, even for the little things. And Jesus has 8 blessings for those who stay faithful to the end and continue to serve him from the day they get saved until the day they go to heaven, whether they die or they get raptured, either one. But we cannot get to heaven by doing good works. And I know it's a very big thing right now that if you do good works, that you will go to heaven. But I'm sorry to say it doesn't work that way. He already said it in the Word of God. He said, unless God does it, God has to do that miracle in your life. But you have to ask him. And we don't have it because we don't know we're supposed to ask. And he is not going to impose his will over your will. Why? Because he don't want you to serve him because he's forcing you to do it. He wants to have a relationship with you the same way he had a relationship with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And till today, he will not impose. If you do not want to know him, then he will let you go on your merry way and do whatever you want. But there is a result there. There is a consequence for not accepting the Lord. And you can read that in the Bible. I don't have to tell you that enemy will rob you from your life, from your family, from your money, from whatever it is. He is out to destroy you. Jesus is not your enemy, but you do have an enemy, the devil. Can you believe that? And he is so popular now on TV, even in the cartoons. Can you imagine? And you hardly see Jesus anymore on TV. Well, I'm thanking God. This year, they played the Ten Commandments on TV for Easter. They played some Christian type of programs, which was beautiful. I haven't seen it for a long time. That the Word of God is not found. It's going out on the airwaves. It's going out on TV. It's going out on the Internet. So no one can say they have not heard about Jesus. Amen. Friends, we cannot get to heaven without Jesus. If you want to go around Jesus, you're not going to make it. If you want to go over Jesus, you're not going to make it. If you want to get in another way, you're not going to make it. And I want you to make it. Why? Because I did not want to serve Jesus. But one day I realized that I needed him in my life. And the same as me, I've heard many testimonies of how Jesus came into somebody's life and made a change in their way and their thinking, and they receive eternal life. It's a gift. You can't buy it with money. You cannot get it through works. You have to go through the works that Jesus did on the cross for you. Amen. Jesus said in the Bible, John 14, 6 and 7, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life giver. I am the one that gives eternal life. No one can get to the Father except through him. If you knew who I was, then you would have known who my Father is. And from now on, you do know him because today you have seen him. Have you seen Jesus? I heard a story from this man who was in a coma for a year, and he saw Jesus. And he understood there's heaven and hell. And he wanted to go into heaven. And Jesus said, no, you have to go back because your children need you. And he gave that testimony. He was in a coma for 1 year, and God raised him up. Praise the Lord. If you would like to know this Jesus, say this prayer with me. And let me know after if you have made a decision for Christ. We'd love to hear from you. Say, Jesus, I ask to come into my life. I ask you to change me. Give me a new way of thinking. Show me something that I don't know about, Father God, because I don't know how to get to you. But you can show me. You can give me the word. And Lord, you can help me. And I know you are Lord. You died for me on the cross. And I receive that. I receive that sacrifice you did for me. And I accept you today as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me for my sins. And Lord, as you have forgiven me, I will forgive anyone who has hurt me as well. thank you for salvation. I thank you for coming into my heart. I thank you for giving me this new eternal life, which I cannot buy with money. Father God, and I give you all the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. And from this day on, I will serve you with all my heart, soul, and mind. And amen. Friends, if you prayed this prayer with me, can you send me a note in Facebook so I can rejoice with you? I can share with you about how you can become a victorious Christian. Amen. Praise the Lord.